This is your girl, Emmy Wu. Welcome to the Surrender Table, 11:13 p.m. Eastern Time, live from Atlanta, Georgia. I am saying peace, 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 and love, love, love. The reason why I'm coming on this hour is because I would like to send a prayer right now. I want to send a prayer to those. I just had a dear friend of mine, his children's mother just passed away in his arms from a massive heart attack, and I just want to send my condolences and love to him. I want to send my heart and love to Lauren London, Nipsey Hussle's wife. I want to send my heart and love to those who are in a dark place, suffering from addiction and suicide and just a dark place of loneliness and a brokenheartedness right now. I just want to speak to those who feel like they will never be loved right now. And I just want to say to you, you are not alone. And at this present time, we speak life upon you. So as I do this prayer at this hour, okay, as I do this prayer at this hour, may every word and utterance that I speak, may the Most High God, may the universe break a chain off of you. May everything come off of you. May there be a clearance in your mindset. May there be the decision that you want to make. May there be the answer as I speak. So as we begin, I want to thank God, and I want to thank the Heavenly Father. I want to thank the angels, and I want to thank the ancestors, and I want to thank Eshu for opening up this door. No matter if you're Ifi, you're Santeria, Christianity, this is for all of us at this time. We are losing our loved ones. We are losing those in our nursing homes. We are losing those each and every day. Somebody can be laughing with you and smiling, and they're gone at the same time. So as I speak in utterance of this prayer, may God, may the universe, may the ancestors wrap their arms around you. And if you're mourning a loved one, know that they are with you. Even though they left the physical body, they are still living and they are no longer suffering. They are at a higher rank to do the higher job that they need to do to help here on this earth. So we will say Ashe and Amen. So Father God, Mother God, ancestors, universe, we ask right now in the name of the Holy Spirit that you come in the Trinity, in the name of the Ori, that you lead our destiny and you protect our destiny and protect our children. I ask for those in a dark place right now that your dark place be broken and that you see the light. Those of you who are having a decision that you have to make that are heavy hearted, and may it be broken to get the answer. Those of you who are thinking about committing suicide and have depression and anxiety, may it be broken so that you may live. Those of you who are thinking, where am I going to get my next meal? May it be broken that meals will come tonight and that you will not go starving and into the morning. I ask right now for those of you who are asking for a job that it will be broken and that your job is there tomorrow. I ask for those who are trying to figure out what is the next step in their purpose, that God and the ancestors and the Oludumare and all doors will be open and your answer will come in a dream. I ask for dreams to be fulfilled tonight. I ask for healing to be fulfilled tonight. I ask for hearts to be healed. I ask for love to be healed. I ask for all these things of compassion to be healed. I ask for heaven to come on earth tonight to touch every single blessing and everybody on this earth. I ask for the waters to be healed. I ask for the earth to give us more time on this earth to do our purpose. I ask right now by the body of God that right now as we speak, as you're mourning your loved one that you lost, that they touch you and they touch you in your sleep, that you heal by the blood, that you heal by the healing hand, that you heal by the ancestors' touch, that you heal by your God, and that God will touch you and heal you and bring you peace. I ask right now, peace. Peace, peace, peace come upon us all. I ask for protection to come, protect us all. I ask for you right now, God, to put Psalms 91 and Psalms 23 in their hearts, that they read it each and every day, Father God. I ask you to lift up ye heads, O ye gates. I ask you, Father God, to open their road. Oh, Oludumare, please, Oludumare, as you bless them and open the road for them. Let them see clarity. I ask for the mothers and the fathers in Ifa to bless them, bless your children, even if they ain't your children and do not walk the path of Yoruba religion. I ask you to protect each and every soul of melanated child. I ask you to protect the melanated souls. I ask you to protect the vanilla souls. I ask you to protect the chicamoca souls. I ask you to protect the whole world. I ask you right now that the covering of peace on this earth be upon us right now. I ask Obatala to come upon us right now and bring us peace upon the land. I ask you right now, God, Father God, Oludumare, as we speak right now, Father God, Heavenly Father God, Holy Spirit, that I speak in the Trinity, that right now chains are being broken as I'm speaking, that tears will fall and they will heal. I ask right now that obesity is gone, diabetes is gone, high blood pressure is gone, all things in the name of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Mare. I thank you, Father God, Ashe. I thank you for the healing. I thank you right now, those of us who have lost loved ones, those of us who have family in the intensive care of nursing homes, that healing begins. Healing begins. I ask that death is nothing but the rebirth. I ask for those who just want to take their life, that they live and they fight for their life and they see. I ask for all of us who are in the realm of forgiveness, that we forgive people who have broken hearts, people who hold grudges. I ask for grudgeness to be broken off. I ask for all things to be broken. And I ask for perfect and healing and consciousness of the mind. Please, God, awaken these people. Waken us right now and protect us. And as I say, I say that in the universe, soul motive be, that the poverty of the mind of sadness and unbroken heartness and all things are clear, that you are healed in your body and your mind, that you are healed by the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, that you are healed by the glory of your ancestors. And we will say Ashe. May all of you be loved. May all of you be loved. And the purpose of my doing this is because, just because I'm a holistic healer or a spiritualist, we all need a word. We all need a healing. And we all need to know that we are not alone. You are loved every second, every minute of moment of your life. Fight for your life. Please, even if you're mourning your loved ones, celebrate their life, for they are up above, and God has gained an angel, and so have you. May there be peace upon your heart. May there be love upon your heart. May there be a breakthrough in that heart. And when you look in the mirror, stand tall and speak life on you, because you're worth it. Speak life on you. No matter if your husband's cheating and your wife is cheating, you're about to have a breakthrough, and that is not your battle. No more arguing, no more fighting. It is not worth taking your life. And as I say this, those of you who are fighting to get your children, I speak return of your children. I speak return of your money. I speak return of your heart. And I will say again, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. May the whole world be healed by the Oludumare, Heavenly Spirit, Holy Spirit, or Reed Trinity, whomever you worship. We all know together there is only one God in this universe. And may the ancestors bless you. I love you. If no one didn't tell you today, I love you. And may peace be upon my friends and family and Nipsey Hussle and Lauren London and all those that we have lost this year in 2019 and before. May our ancestors keep our road open. I thank you, Eshu, for opening and closing the door. Continue to read your Psalms 91 and your Psalms 23. I am your host. I am your spiritualist, your friend, and your teacher, Emmy Wu. May God and the Holy Spirit bless you in the Ori Ashe.